I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Is that the new Post Malone, Morgan Wallen collab that has dropped this morning, Chad?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. Smash it or trash it?
I enjoy it. I've listened to it now 3 or 4 times. Okay. I like it. I would say smash it.
I'd like to chuck it off the roof.
I was going to say, Curtis, watch out for flying chairs. Good. Or tables, coffee tables, whatever they are. Speaking of things that have dropped, the weekly wrap of sports on this show from Acrobatic has dropped, and it is jiggy. We will
try again.
We did that twice last week, right? Rare content replay during the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, correct. We did it before they said it.
Okay, you want to do that again?
Sure. I think that's a great idea.
I don't know how
jiggy, like you said.
It's jiggy, like I said. I don't know how he does it, but he's outdone himself.
Talented, man.
It's so good.
It's the hottest thing to do is catch that rhyme on a beat, man.
Right?
So hard.
He slips a little bit of current events in there along with sports.
Wordplay.
Yeah. So we'll get to that coming up.
Unintended.
About 15 minutes, we will get to that. And we will be bringing you our show Monday from the Capitol Grill at the Finish Line on Boylston Street, Boston Marathon, 129th running of the Boston Marathon, and it is brought to you by Sitco. I didn't even bring this up. What is your go-to drink at the Capitol Grill every time for Marathon Monday?
Oh, my Aperol Spritz?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is yesterday's news.
All right.
So the official drink of the Greg Hill Marathon Party this year, our 10th or 11th or 12th or 13th year, is the Perfect Spritz, which is going to be the drink of the summer. And Wiggy, I would like for you, if you would, to try it and give us your immediate feedback on the show on Monday.
For sure.
Okay. All right. We have leads left, including one from Coach Wiggins.
All right.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So we have finally, hopefully, put the conspiracy to bed, and we might have got to the Kurt,
which conspiracy are you
the
talking
Kurt Doggy Dog and myself on the back and forth with the Luka Doncic trade.
Oh, okay.
So Pat McAfee, who gets everybody on his show, does it again, and had the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, on the show, and he talked about when the NBA found out about the trade.
I learned when they called the trade into the league office. And again, so I don't really have a role in that process other than if there's somehow a dispute as to the mechanism of the trade.
So Kurt and I will agree that we do agree, and I agree with Curtis, that it is good for the NBA that Luka went to the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
That's going to instantly get people watching. But we disagreed on the NBA having something to do with it, unless this is Adam Silver just telling us what else is he going to tell us?
Well, the defense rests. I mean, that is all the evidence I need.
In the world of Curtis, you already know what he's going to say. Well, what else is Adam Silver supposed to say?
No, I mean, I think that proves your point. I think you're dead on accurate.
What else is Alex Cora and Breslow going to say? Right. What else is Bill Belichick going to say? What else is Robert Kraft going to say?
So he's saying that the league essentially found out about this blockbuster trade at the same time the rest of us did.
Yeah, it was like a couple days before.
Can I ask you a question just for the room? When this happened and the report was out that LeBron was caught off guard, Wiggy said, that's cap.
Days before.
So LeBron publicly said something very different, and you said that was crap, and now you're saying that's a Curtis behavior when you exhibited the very same.
No, but we know LeBron to kind of be...
And commissioners would never do that.
We know LeBron is a little bit like, I didn't know that was happening, but we actually know the same way we did it with the Joker. But I think the commissioner, and he said it was a couple days, because they're almost like, if you're buying a house, they have to be there to make sure everything is on point. And that's kind of what the NBA is there for. So
Okay, great. I lose. Okay. That was, I mean, I don't know how else to fight back. That
I
was
feel like
inarguable.
If the Lakers get to the NBA Finals, that is a point in Curtis's favor, though.
If they get to the NBA Finals, I think that that was a dumbass move, and I've said this from day one by the Dallas Mavericks. But if they get to the NBA Finals, I still don't think that the league did it. I think that it was just, you know, the Lakers did a great job in getting a trade that worked out for them.
All right. Well, we'll see if that Kurt Spiracy
seems like I'm in everybody's head this morning.
No, we just had to. It was out there. You know, we want to kind of. We like to put a bow on things.
Yeah, I don't know how you fight back against the commissioner saying something.
Put a bow on things. All right. This has come up. This topic has come up a little bit this week on the show with regard to the Braves and the sideline reporter who asked for the phone numbers of the girls who were watching the game.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would address this and ask the room what they think about it. There is a comedian named Tyler Fisher who is or was a regular guest on the Gutfeld show on Fox News. He has announced that he has been blacklisted, fired, from being on Fox News because of an incident that happened when he was about to do the show. And so essentially what happened was he went to show up at Fox to do the show, and he encountered a young woman who was sitting there at her desk. And he said, and this is a quote, "I introduced myself. I said, 'Hey, I'm Tyler. I need to get going to the show to film, but would you ever get coffee sometime?'" Okay. And that was the interaction. Moments later, he was approached by security and was told that the woman had reported him for sexual harassment.
Oh, wow.
And that ended, apparently, his tenure at Fox.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking, For the men who listen to this show, I guess I would ask you: should men just stop? I don't feel like that the way in which he said it. Would you ever get coffee? So I feel like that's a nice, classy way to say. Should they just stop trying to interact with women? Like what?
I hate to be that person because, but men should be able to speak to a woman in the workplace without it being construed as some type of sexual advance or sexual harassment. Like, I think things have gone so wrong in the country. And there are instances where a woman is, or a man is, fully in the right to go to HR and complain about something. But if a woman texted you, "Hey, I'd love to get coffee," would you consider that sexual harassment? No. So I just think, like, there is so much, and this is hard. Again, I don't want to get Ken Laird hot under the collar, because we've had to take sexual harassment training, year.
Right.
And they say basically, like, don't make any advances in any way, shape, or form.
But that's the smartest thing to do. We live in a society nowadays because of the whole Me Too movement where if you work with somebody, it's one thing if you're out in public or whatever, no one is going to, you know, it's not a big deal. But if you work with somebody or you go to school with somebody, don't even compliment them. Don't even say, "Hey, would you like to get coffee?"
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, but like, that's the world we live in.
This is probably an old head take, and that's what I specialize in. But for a long time, the number one place that people would meet their significant other was work.
Can't do that no more. Just can't do it. 2025, you can't do it.
So the only way for a dude to meet a woman is going to be on Tinder or Bumble or
that's
something?
I
have plenty of friends that have still met their significant other at work. It's just like they're both on the same page, but how do you know if the other person's on the same page?
You don't ask.
I know. It's
the world we live in, Greg.
And again, there are some people take things in ways that I don't. I mean, I work here, so I certainly don't take anything too personally. But, like, I always notice if we're taking a photo, a group photo, a team photo, Wiggy won't even put his arm around me.
No, I don't touch no lady other than my wife.
Now, a texter says maybe if Tyler were a 10, then this discussion would have gone differently. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But even then, now you just have to be careful because, you know, it's, oh, he said that to me.
But where are guys supposed to go to meet women? And
go to the bar. And where go to a lounge.
Where are women supposed to go to? I mean, I'm assuming
bar, lounge.
I'm assuming the same kind of thing could happen if a woman asked a guy for coffee or something.
Yeah.
You would think. But, like, I give me all the compliments. Like, I don't want to be at the workplace and not be told that my outfit's nice or that I look nice.
Right, but you're, like you said,
you're thirsty for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've seen your Instagram.
But I also, I've had bosses, never here, at other places I've worked that have definitely stepped over the line with different things that they've said to me. But it's,
you're in the minority, though, right? So, like, a guy can't take the approach thinking that the mindset that you have. The guy has to take the approach where I got to be careful because I might cross the line. Ooh, your hair looks pretty today. Your outfit looks nice today. Yeah. That might be like a woman's going to be like, oh,
but
so
like,
you sexualizing me at work?
There's clearly a line. Like, saying something like that is fine. Telling a girl, like, I've been told that I needed more, like, boobs in my dresses because I came across a little too plain Jane. That was a direct quote.
That's not right.
And that's like, you know.
Yeah, that's clearly.
Our old PD said that to Ordway, too. He got pissed.
Stay away
that
from it.
That explains why you did the show in your bikini at one point.
Yeah.
When you were in Florida.
That stuck with me. But that's why I love this job.
You were saying something, Chris?
No, I just don't. Like, I'm in full agreement with Wiggy on this. It's like, it's. There's no coming back from, like, to where we were before all of this. Like, all it takes is one person. It's one word against the other.
That's it. And women always win.
Right.
So. I don't give a damn.
Let's not go crazy.
No. And this world,
they're in space. What else do you need?
No, Courtney, in this world, this is what we're talking about. Women always win in this world.
The guy asked her for coffee.
Yeah, right.
He said,
do
would
that.
You like to go to coffee?
Yeah. Right.
Coffee yeah.
All she had to say was, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And if he persisted and made her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But, like, look at our boy, Milbury. We were talking about Jerry. You can't even, like, make a funny comment nowadays without, you know, there being a group of women going, get rid of that guy. And most of the time, that's what's going
to
happen.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to the weekly wrap when it comes to sports from Acrobatic, which is unbelievable. And then we'll get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45, including why one of the greatest life jacks ever is in jeopardy and how our guy Jackson may be to blame. That is all coming up during the news. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And that's not nice. In Twitch, somebody said, Shane said in Twitch, that Wiggy just doesn't like me. That's why he doesn't put his arm around me in photos.
Oh,
nope.
Well, that might be it.
No, I don't put my arm around no ladies.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't trust. You can't trust it nowadays.
But let's be clear. When it comes to not doing that, the law of the land that you are afraid of is Talina Wiggins.
No, I'm not worried about her.
Not the U.S.
Nah.
Not the U.S. justice system.
No, I'm not worried about, because my wife is the least jealous person. It's somebody going, oh, look at the way he put his arm around her. She fit, like, it's a society that I told you.
Men, you do arms in front.
Men cannot win in 2025 when it comes to this stuff. And this stuff, Courtney,
okay.
In this lane, I'm just strictly talking about this lane here.
Men can't win.
And once that word is out about you, you are done.
Yeah, sometimes I just feel sad. I'm like, oh, Wiggy, I have my arm around
good.
You.
All right. I am good.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox kick off their home series with the White Sox tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with the Sox reportedly recalling pitching prospect Hunter Dobbins from AAA Worcester. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And we have NBA postseason games tonight. It will be the Heat against the Hawks at 7 and the Mavericks taking on the Grizzlies at 9:30. Reminder, the Celtics have game 1 against the Magic on Sunday at 3:30. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 39 degrees and sunny afternoon high, 66.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five sleeps until the NFL draft, and we will be joined at 9 this morning by Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, and he will share his thoughts on the draft. Before that, though, the news of Courtney coming up at 7:45, and always, Hill Notes at 9:20 or thereabouts this morning, and whenever the mood strikes, you can leave a voice note, tap into your creative side and leave a voice note for us on any topic, and we will play the best ones back a little bit later this morning. Speaking of things to play, we got to get to the weekly wrap when it comes to sports, wrapping the week up with Acrobatic. And we should thank the whole crew at Boston Sports Company. They make the merch that you always see Wiggy wearing. Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots, and they introduced us to Acrobatic, and without them, we wouldn't have the weekly wrap on this show. So, without further ado, wrapping up this week in sports here in Boston, this is Acrobatic.
Now, if I sound fickle, y'all, it's just by accident. But I have the Red Sox been playing pickleball instead of practicing. Now, I ain't calling them jokers, but I am calling they bluff like poker because they've been playing mediocre. Now, I don't mean to put my favorite team down, y'all, but maybe Rafael should start taking some ground balls. It's hard to see failure and downfall. It pisses me off like a Marjorie Taylor Greene town hall. But don't tase me, bro. I'm just saying so far the Red Sox are looking lazy, yo. But I know there's 5,000 games left in the season. And who wants to play outside when it's freezing? Hopefully whoever the Pats draft, because if they mess that up this year, you know it's going to be backlash. Akbar's a fire like backdraft, and the Sox got to heat things up if we going to get the last laugh. But since they won 3 of their last 4, I'll stop being fickle, because that's what I just asked for. The Bruins season ended with an L. It's only right it was to the Devils, because this season was hell. NBA playoffs, C's get the magic, but not until after this year's Pritch Classic. You know that Peyton did the Hornets dirty, third season finale in a row that he scored more than 30. I'm calling it, we sweeping them, don't see us failing. But maybe Celtics in 5 if we ain't seeing Jalen. The Magic can't shoot, they no trouble, dude. Porzingis got floor seats at MGM for AEW. He'll be rested up when it's time to tap in, as will all the other key players and captains. I think we about to get another banner, no capping. And oh yeah, the Masters happen. I'm the A to the K to the R to the O, with the weekly wrap up on the Greg Hill Show. Yup, the A to the KR to the O, peace, G, salute, Wiggy, and what up, Coco? Turn it up!
And the Masters happen. I love this guy.
And the Masters happen.
I love him. Yeah. It's so good.
That wordplay, man. Yeah. Pen game is crazy.
It's really, really crazy.
We got Cappin in there.
Really crazy.
Yes, he did.
Pete Pritch, though. Hey, the Pritch Please shirts, man. Go get you one from Boston Sports Company, man.
Very, very
good. His pen game is just ridiculous. And think about it. It's like a slow week. So imagine once things stop picking up with the Celtics and the playoffs and everything. It's just
very good.
Wordplay's
so
crazy.
Good.
Excellent. All right, Shime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Also, for like all the listeners out there, if you want to follow him, just go to his IG page. It's Acrobatic MC.
Okay.
So you can follow him, you know, out there. And
Acrobatic,
like,
with a K, correct?
Yes.
For the people.
AK. Hmm. And then
maybe I should add an MC to my Instagram. Get some younger followers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
What do you think about
and
that?
And it plays.
It does play. I mean, I was an MC for many years on WAAF.
I mean, people still think like you're technically a DJ when they see you.
Technically.
Right. He's going to do Shime's wedding.
Right. I'm going to DJ Shime's wedding.
So maybe you go with, rather than the MC, you go with the G Hill DJ.
Yeah. I'm going to need some help loading my gear in, though. Go spin records, disc jockey.
Oh, and I will say, because Greg takes a lot of flack for this, Greg did try to give me a wedding gift yesterday.
Oh, yes, I did.
He did try to,
He
had invited Santo and I to a nice weekend away next weekend, but I have a bachelorette party.
Yes, you are correct. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
All right, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this city. So help Ketch's, nominate a hardworking hero that you have, and they could win $1,000 cash, a great prize package, including some baseball tickets. They could be on a billboard. So just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, and whether it is your wife, your husband, your dad, your mom, your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, somebody who helped to build this city and make it what it is, Ketch's would like to honor them. And you can go to WeBuiltThisCity.com to nominate them. All right, Chime, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jeremy Swayman. The Bruins had kind of a breakdown day yesterday in the locker room. Some of the players talked to media. Jeremy Swayman had this to say about what he kind of learned from this season and how he can improve for next year.
I think the learning that I had this year, one, the games played, that was awesome, and just getting to know my body, knowing where my mental's at, and wanting more and feeling really good is something that I really build on. But I take accountability. I wanted to play better. I know that I can play better, and that's something that I can't wait to work on. And this team is going to be a lot different next year with what we learned from this year, and we got a lot to look forward to.
I feel like Swayman and Casa should start a podcast.
Are they recording that during a cold plunge? Or I mean, the Bruins do this every year for the last
locker room audio is so bad.
100 years, like
dressing room.
But okay. So he learned a little bit this year. Right. He's not going to have to deal with the holdout or the hold in or a disrupted training camp. He can work all off season.
Yep.
On his skills, and we are hoping, I guess, for this team to improve quicker than some think it might happen, that he is spot on and ready to go.
Yes, there's no BS come next year. I think, he'll come into the season with the expectations will be high.
Is it me, though, or does he sound way too positive?
I mean,
they got shellacked all season. And he's like, my body feels great. Like, it was a really good learning experience. We're going to be better next year, though. Don't worry.
He doesn't seem to be putting it on himself like he should be.
Yeah, I think the other stuff. That's a good point. It's like, well, it was the contract. I didn't get the training camp. So there was a lot of other things. And that's why I think the expectations are going to be through the roof for him next year.
Also, I don't know what you're going to do when it comes to a backup, because Corpusalo was complaining about only getting 20 or 25 games essentially yesterday. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he's on the last year of his deal anyways, though. Yeah. So I think he'll be out.
Get somebody else or bring somebody up.
You'll bring up Brandon Bussey or whoever you have down there in Providence or whatever.
All right, what's next?
Well, next, Greg, Courtney had an excellent lead about Aaron Rodgers this morning. Here's another cut from Rodgers on with Pat McAfee telling you guys it's not about the money.
To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. And I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation. I don't have anybody, working on my PR staff. Like, me as the head of my PR, she tells me what the hell's going on if I need to know anything. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, starting with the money thing. I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit.
I picked okay. 10 M's.
10 M's.
Are you kidding me with the 10 M's?
10 M Trumps.
I'm going to use that.
All right, 10 M's. Yeah.
Also, wait, so the darkness retreat was, people needed to know that?
All right. At least he's letting you know, like, I want 10 M's like Russell.
10 M's.
Have you ever, I mean, I feel like comparing him to anybody else is an insult to the other players. Like, he stands alone as an a-hole. Like, just, if this were a girl, you know what people would say? I know why he's single. Like, this is a guy that is perpetually in a fight with things he said himself, and then angry at those that had the audacity to hear him.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
now,
great move by him, though, with the 10 M's. Because now, if I'm a Steelers fan, or even if I am a Vikings fan,
you're like, why wouldn't you pay 10
yeah,
M's?
Why wouldn't you pay 10 M's
yeah,
for
definitely
him?
Definitely 10 M's, maybe 9 M's.
Yeah.
Like maybe, maybe 8 and a half M's.
I mean, I'd give him a solid 10 M's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We just need him for 1 year. We're a playoff contender. Yeah. If you're the Minnesota Vikings and you went 14-3 last year, do I necessarily...
Because they probably didn't want him to ruin J.J. McCarthy for the future.
Of course. And Greg, Wiggy, I think you. I heard you guys in the first segment of the show discuss the comments about Aaron Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
So Aaron Glenn brought him back to tell him that the Jets were not interested in him anymore. He flew back for that, and they had the meeting in person.
And right before you guys get into this debate, do you both agree, and Courtney, I hope, that if they called him and said, we don't want you, Aaron Rodgers would have gone to social media or gone to Pat McAfee and said, you don't break up over the phone, you break up in person.
Yeah. That's what I think. Now, Wiggy, I clearly, based on what he said this morning during the 6 o'clock hour, you disagree.
Yeah,
you think that was a douche move by Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, are we playing the audio or no?
No.
Okay.
We don't have to play
okay.
it. I think everybody, most people probably heard it, but they brought him back there to do it in person.
Right.
I like that.
But
I
they
like
didn't bring him back to release him. That's the thing. He didn't know. He thought, okay, I'm going back. He was under the impression that he was going to meet with Aaron Glenn and the coaches to talk about his future, where the organization is going.
He was going back there thinking he could tell the organization what they have to do in every portion of the operation, because that's what he's done since he got there.
Right.
But that's not what Aaron Glenn wants.
Right,
Aaron Glenn is smart. He doesn't want a guy like that.
Right. But the difference is, if you knew you were going to release him, you should have just said, hey, Aaron, we're going in a different direction.
No, Curtis is right. He would have whined about that.
Because he thought he was going there, and Aaron Rodgers says, I thought I'm going there to have like a 3-4 hour meeting talking about my future, the future of the team. He said he was literally there for 15 minutes.
He is a giant douche nozzle.
I'm not saying he's not, but if you are going to go in a different direction, he's like, I got to fly all the way from the West Coast out to the East Coast for 15 minutes? You telling me you wouldn't be upset with that?
No, I wouldn't, because I would think that they're trying to do it.
Greg, you be capping so
heavy. I think he flew like commercial back on a plane across the country and then immediately back.
Courtney,
I'm sure he had a great weekend in New York.
Listen, put yourself in the shoes.
I could never.
All right, so put yourself in the shoes. If the company said, hey, you were kind of at the end of your deal and you 1 year and you didn't really know, and you're like, well, I still want to be on the radio. You still want to do this. And the company says, okay, we're going to fly out to L.A., and you fly all the way out to L.A., and literally as soon as you get there, they go, oh, how do you want to be released? That wouldn't bother you? Like, you could have did this over the phone.
Yeah, and if they did it over the phone, Curtis is right. I'd be like, but you did this over the phone?
Right.
Stop it.
I think there's two I'm not saying that you're lying. I think that you are, if this happened to you, you would be pissed.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
Right.
Just do it over the phone. Let me know.
Exactly. I just think that Aaron Rodgers is making this a big deal today because he's hurt. I feel like no matter how the Jets would have broken up with him, he would have found a reason to be a victim.
Right, but Curtis, if I still want to play, and we all believe Aaron Rodgers still wants to play.
Yes, nobody wants him
to
play
for
them.
Because
he destroys the
football
team.
We're not disputing that. We know he still wants to play. So if you're the Jets and you want to go in a different direction and you know this guy still wants to play, why would you tell this guy to fly all the way across the coast just for a 15-minute meeting and saying, we're going in a different direction? That's what he was pissed about, and that's what I would be pissed about.
Yeah.
Just tell me over the phone rather than me coming in thinking like, oh, maybe they still want me here and everything.
Do you think that his boss, Robert Saleh was pissed when he was yelling at him on the sidelines?
Oh, yeah.
And when he went behind his back and got him fired?
Of course.
Do you think he was pissed?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course.
I mean, what's good for the goose?
Yeah, I, that, listen, I get it.
That's what I often say.
And then that's why he went out
what's
there.
Good for the goose is what?
Good for the gander.
Yes.
What is a gander?
Huh?
What is a gander?
A great question. I don't know what a gander is.
Is that just a male goose?
Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but great town in Newfoundland that was so kind to all the people
yes.
that were returning and were barred from entering U.S. airspace on 9/11.
Yes. I once had to sit through a Broadway play on that whole thing, that town in Newfoundland that welcomed those people because I was dating a woman who that was the only thing she wanted to do was go to New York and see a Broadway play on that.
And you chose that one?
It was no, that was the one she wanted to see. It was the worst experience of my life. And I've had near life-threatening surgery on my ankle.
True.
And you flew next to Mike Loftus.
A play about...
yes, and I one time... had to sit for an entire flight next to our vice president of sales or whatever he is, Mike Loftus. And he would not stop talking the whole entire time.
So the play was about...
The play was worse.
The play was about a town?
That during 9/11, all airlines, all planes had to come down. This one plane came down in Newfoundland.
Right.
And the people of Gandor welcomed everybody into their homes because they don't have hotels or anything like that.
So and they made a play about that?
Yes, they did. It was a musical.
Wow. I guess you can make a play about anything nowadays.
Yeah, sure you can.
Clearly you can. All right.
Who would want to see that, though?
Huh?
Like, who would go, like, oh, that's an
the
interesting
play?
The woman
I was dating. It was horrendous.
But
it was
what did she... What did she find?
I don't know.
I want to get into her mind. Like,
I broke up with her shortly afterwards.
But did you
I don't know.
Did you have the discussion? Like,
did you do it in Newfoundland?
What did you find entertaining about that made you want to go see this play?
It was probably a similar discussion to the one that started off with, what if we go to the beach and I get up on your legs and we take pictures and put it on Instagram? And I was like, yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it on They Said It? Or?
I have another one.
Okay, quick. Yes.
Yeah, real quick. Field Yates was on with Jones and Keefe yesterday. If you missed it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. He had this to say about what the best and worst outcomes would be for the New England Patriots in this year's NFL draft.
Best case scenario would probably be one of Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter falling to four. And I've in my own brain kind of landed on the Patriots taking one of Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Will Campbell. That's where I have landed. It's not that I have their draft board. I'm just using my own sort of instincts and the positional need and where I have these players rated. So the number of outcomes I've considered is pretty low. It's two kind of. So I guess by default, that makes worst case scenario not one of those guys being available. But, you know, Will Campbell's the fifth player on my board. Like, I don't feel like this is some, you know, catastrophic, that would be some sort of catastrophic event or reality for the Patriots if that's how things fall. Like, it's a huge need for the Patriots, and I think it's a darn good player. So, you know, the worst case scenario, I think, is probably, you know, winning that game in week 18 where you're in this setup just in the first place, right?
Yep.
But, you know, that's long behind us, and I don't think that, within the construct of where they are and what I think is likely to happen, there's some terrible outcome here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it seems like that's what it's going to be, Will Campbell. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, you're okay with that.
I'm not, personally.
Yeah.
I'm like, Vrabel, what are you doing?
I'm still holding out hope they trade for Colton Miller from the Raiders and then we don't have to worry about this.
But even if they don't trade for the Colton Miller of the Raiders, Shime, they could get your boy in the second round. Ozzie Trapillo, who played left tackle. And then you could utilize whether you want to go Ashton Jeanthe, whether you want to trade down and go my guy, Tyler Warren. I just don't see, like, why you would wait. Not that Will Campbell's not going to be a good player, but Trapillo could still be a franchise left tackle, and you could still get an offensive skill player at number four.
Also, never forget, Field Yates is full class. Found my lost wallet on Nantucket, and reached out to Mike Reese to have it returned to me. Nobody does that anymore.
No.
I mean, like, complete class act.
Yeah, he's so nice.
Most people, they find a wallet, they see what's in it, they toss it aside. Yeah.
Field Yates, one of the few people who would actually have more money in his wallet than you have in yours.
So, never forget. Never forget Field Yates. for that move. All right. We will get to Courtney in today's news next. And I said it earlier, one of the greatest life jacks ever is in jeopardy. And it could be that our guy Jackson is responsible for that. So that is coming up during the news.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the news, this is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Greg. Listen, what a terrible take on that Come From Away show. One of the best shows on Broadway of all time. Numerous awards.
Bud.
Hysterical. Great music.
Won a Tony or two? I mean, did you go to it on your own? Did you go? Was there a woman with you?
Yeah, I found a woman to go with me. Box office records everywhere. You know what your problem is? You're just uncultured swine over there, Greg. You need to pick up a little bit.
Yep, you're probably right. The only worst play I ever saw was Les Mis, which Jen Hill dragged me to 20 years ago, 30 years. It was awful.
Well, you can't say that it was false advertising.
This is not comparable.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't cultured, Greg.
I stand corrected, I guess. Yeah. No culture. I'm a swine.
Do you like any Broadway shows?
I'm a Philistine. What?
Do you like any Broadway shows?
None.
How are the snacks, though? The snacks were probably good.
The problem is you can't make any noise. You can't eat. If you're eating noisily, there is somebody behind you with like the little theater binoculars that's yelling at you. Like,
I love a good musical.
Didn't a woman have an orgasm at a show?
Yes, yes, she did. Yes, I think maybe an opera. That's why you got to go to Jacarius Johnson.
What's
his,
that?
His shows, kind of the Chitlin' Circuit shows.
I thought that was somebody you liked on Pornhub.
No.
Giganteus Johnson? Is that the
right? Jacarius Johnson.
Okay, all right.
So he does he turns movies into plays. Like, so Set It Off, New Jack City. You remember the movie New Jack City?
Yeah.
So he'll turn that into a play, and then the crowd gets into it. They're singing. There's all types of cool. So you could be a little bit more active. Jacarius Johnson. You got some good plays.
Can we get to the news?
Yes, please. Of course. Yes. A terrible day in Tallahassee yesterday. There was a mass shooting on the campus of FSU. The gunman, 20-year-old Phoenix Ickner, a local deputy sheriff, Jessica Ickner's son, was responsible for the shooting. When police arrested him, he was carrying a handgun that used to be the service weapon for his mom. At least two people are dead. Six more are in the hospital after Ickner opened fire in the area of the student union building, firing as many as 15 rounds. Here's Police Chief Jason Trumbauer.
So it's not a surprise to us that he had access to weapons. Her service to this community has been exceptional. Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
Well, it was jarring, the footage, because these poor kids were just trying to get to class, and he's walking around shooting at free random at them.
And the craziest, and like this is just where the country is, I guess. There, I was searching for news stories on X, and I just put in like Florida State shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a video of a woman walking with like a Starbucks, and she just pans over, and there is a woman seemingly dead on the ground.
And she's taking the video of
and then continues to drink her Starbucks. It's the
what?
Yeah. It was like, I wish I had never seen it type deal,
really?
But it was
desensitized craziness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, this is why I always say, I don't mind the government following our social media and following us, because there's got to be, and I don't know why he did it, but usually there's telltale signs, like, you know, is the kid out there, like, on social?
But his mom was a deputy sheriff.
She would know.
And he was part of, like, the deputy youth program.
Yeah. Jeez, just awful.
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 A crazy situation yesterday near the finish line of the marathon here in Boston. Police dealt with what they called a vicious dog trying to attack people near the Boston Public Library around 9:22 a.m. They say that the dog tried to attack one of the officers, leading to another officer trying to shoot the dog. They missed. The dog then took off, and they had to use a taser to get the dog down.
How did he miss the dog?
I do not know. Luckily, nobody was injured in this. Yeah. But they, the dog is okay, even though he was tased. Now, the owners who are...
Is the dog living there? It looks like there's some homeless people.
He is... His owner is homeless.
Oh.
Okay. And the owners are saying that the dog was not trying to attack anybody. And this was, you know, he was just trying to... She was just trying to protect herself, the dog.
Okay.
Here's one witness on WHDH.
I was here in 2013 on the finish line, and it was the same sort of sound that you heard back then.
Jesus.
I mean, that is kind of scary.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have a dog, you know, if you're homeless.
No.
Especially it looks like a pit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to get a dog that will not attack, we have a Pudge's Pal. I totally slipped my mind today. It's my fault. Yeah, in 45 minutes, we're going to meet Tater. She is adorable. And also Roman Anthony's nickname. So Tater will be here, and there's a picture of her on Twitch. You'll get to know more about her in 45 minutes.
Now I have to have loaded taters for lunch.
Yum.
Gravy, cheese, bacon bits.
You know who's got
sour cream on the side.
Wow.
You know who's got some amazing tater tots, and I did not know it? Moo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
And it's like the like it's weird because the mashed potato inside is like this.
That's a ripoff, though. Grill 23 has had them for 40 years, and they're the
they got some good ones too.
They're not good ones. They're extraordinary.
Great. Yeah,
life changing.
All right.
All right. We got to take a break. Pudge's Pal 8:45, hoping to find a forever home, and unfortunately, some sad news today from Costco for Jackson, but he's to blame for it.
Correct.
Yep.
So we'll get to that next.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.